They're your saviors, your protection, your last hope against that damned moss snake. The guards of Kinos, the swords and steel and bastions of the light of the city. Or are they an overworked, underpaid slave labor for the crown? Tonight, Norath Tonight takes a look into a world seldom seen, where those who enter never leave. We caught up with one of these brave, tortured souls who wishes to remain anonymous to talk about the life of being a city guard.
So you
apply for admittance to the Fighters Guild. You begin your training. Then you receive a letter one day declaring that your presence is requested at the castle. Is that right?
Yes, precisely. There's no application process, and being a city guard or suburban patrolman at all, you are summoned and drafted into service.
So there's no refusal?
But to refuse the Queen's command is to be unpatriotic and to call suspicion of being a spy for the Overlord, so no one ever refuses appointment.
I see. What of your family? Do you ever get to see them?
Oh, yes. My wife sees me every day, and she brings me little presents on my birthday.
You mean you don't get to go home at the end of a busy day defending the city?
No. We must remain on the ready, for we don't know when the forces of Freeport shall attack. So we are housed in quarters within this castle walls. Excuse me, I must return to my duties.
The devotion of this young patrolman is indeed inspiring, but at what cost? His wife, his family, everyone he loves must rank below being a city guard. This is Jethel Silverwing for Norath Tonight, reporting live from the Eldar Grove.